Welcome to episode 78 of the Mommy Beta podcast, where we talk about all the things we're blogging about on Mommy Beta, as well as what's going on in the parenting world. And today on the line, I have Alex Aronoff and I'm Jennifer Nichols. And on today's show, we are going to talk about pregnancy. We're going to talk about Alex's shocking or not so shocking cravings that she's having. And, we have a few studies that are talking about those specific cravings, one of them being drinking and whether that could affect your little one's IQ, as well as fish and its a impact or not on ADHD. Do I have that today? And then we get a little deep in the podcast and we talk about the latest election as well as its ties to racism and that's impact on our children. So lots to talk about today, but let's focus on you first, Alex. And your latest post, you talk about how you're a little more relaxed this time around in your second pregnancy, maybe a little too much that you're wanting to stretch your limits on maybe drinking. It looks like you've had some sushi.
Yeah. So I remember during my first pregnancy, I obsessed over all the foods to avoid. You know, the doctors tell you to avoid soft cheeses, but they don't go into saying it's really only, you know, cheeses that are not pasteurized. They say don't eat deli meat, stay away from caffeine as best you can, don't drink, don't eat raw fish. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I was really strict and I avoided everything. And it was really hard. But, you know, I was really excited. It was my first pregnancy. I wanted to make sure I was doing everything right and keeping my baby safe. And this time, I'm much more relaxed. And you're right. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I've had some wine here and there. And I know going into my third trimester, I will definitely enjoy my one glass of wine a week. And I'm feeling just a little bit guilty about that. Like, is it hurting my baby? Is it okay? And then I think to myself, well, if I honestly thought it was going to, if it was hurting my baby to have a little wine here and there, then I wouldn't do it. The hard part is that a lot of doctors say there are no conclusive studies that just show exactly how much is okay versus harmful.
Right.
But then a new study came out last night I just read about that saying drinking could lower a baby's IQ.
The operative word being lower.
Exactly.
In this study. And it was very confusing because there was a recent study that came
out. Actually, I think the operative word being could. It could lower.
Oh, did I say lower?
Yeah.
I was going to say could. Sorry.
It's okay.
Baby brain, pregnancy brain. But I've been saying could. But there was another study that came out a little while back that said that drinking, they noticed that it had no effects whatsoever on a fetus, light drinking even in early pregnancy. And I know a lot of us focus on the third trimester because the baby's fully formed and there's the lower chance of any other defects. But yeah, this study was confusing to me because I initially took from the headline that it could lower your IQ. But as I got down deep into the article, it said that actually women who drank lightly during their pregnancy had children who had higher IQs. And I guess the point of this whole study was genetics, that you pointed out to me that the bodies, the moms who metabolize alcohol slower had the children with the lower IQs because the alcohol has a longer time to affect the baby's brain.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you look like a person that can metabolize alcohol.
Back in my day.
Well, I will admit I have had a glass of wine here and there. More like a half a glass of wine. Nothing where I would actually feel the wine's effect on me. But just something where I enjoy the taste of wine.
Mm-hmm.
If I was being completely responsible, I probably would just forego it because, you know, there are no risks when you don't take risks. But I do feel, you know, somewhat relaxed about that. And actually this time around, I've mentioned before, I'm way more uptight about
that's
my
pregnancy. That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, because last time I went into my pregnancy seeing all these other pregnant women around me who were completely, not you, but just overwhelmed with pregnancy and all of its possible risks. And I can't do this and I can't do that. And I was like, I just want to be super chill for my baby And I want her to feel like relaxed because my mood and my stress level affects her stress level. But I haven't been so lucky this time around because after becoming a parent, I read too much.
Yeah, see, I've done all the reading and I think, you know, and I've kind of compartmentalized it. Like, yes, I know about it. But, you know, like the wine, it does once in a while, it does relax me. And so I am in just a better frame of mind. And eating sushi probably isn't the best thing. But, I do know I'm being responsible when I'm doing it. I'm going to a place that I've gone to for years, who I trust. And, yeah, there's always a risk that something, you know, that sushi could make me sick. There could be a bacteria in it. And, of course, I would feel awful about it. So hopefully that doesn't happen and I'm not doing it all the time. But I definitely feel better about the whole thing this time. And I had a burger the other day and I asked for it medium, instead of well done. And I was like, oh no, is this bad? And I ate it and it was fine.
Yeah. And you know, with sushi, I mean, there are lots of sushi rolls with cooked fish in it, which is what I normally eat when I go with my husband. I just don't eat the raw fish.
Oh, I go for the raw.
Well, and there was another study, we'll just point that out really quickly, that came out saying that, and when we enter pregnancy, it seems like when we go to the doctor, they tell us all these things that we can't do or we shouldn't do. And one of them is to limit our intake of fish. Sometimes they focus on the fact that, you know, you should limit the amount of mercury you're consuming, not so much fish. And this study points out that pregnant women who consumed more, at least 2 servings of fish a week, that was linked to about a 60% lower risk of kids developing certain ADHD-like symptoms.
Right, and I think it's important to note that doctors are just covering their butts and they want to, you know, make the mother and the baby as safe as possible. And when they're talking about mercury, they're talking about the mercury in large fish like swordfish and tuna fish. But there are lots of other smaller fishes. You know, one example, salmon that I love, and I probably do eat twice a week.
I didn't know salmon had mercury in it.
No, not salmon.
Yeah, yeah. So salmon doesn't
Salmon is
have
a smaller fish. The fish that have, the two that I named are swordfish and tuna fish. They are the larger fish and they have mercury.
Correct. Yeah. And so when I go eat sushi before I became pregnant, my main thing was, or go-to was spicy tuna. So I didn't want to eat the spicy tuna because of the mercury levels. And then the study itself, as you pointed out, the mercury levels, it did say that women with increased levels of mercury in their bodies, possibly from consuming fish, their children were more likely to have ADHD-like symptoms.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's really about being smart in your fish choices. But I think that what it's saying is, you know, we really should eat a lot of fish because it's good for us, but just making the right choice on which fish we eat.
And I truly am a firm believer, which is probably why this time I'm so relaxed, that everything in moderation, you know, just like in life, it's, you know, not going to kill you. Like if I have tuna once, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I eat tuna fish and there are different, I guess the white albacore versus the dark tuna. There's different levels of mercury in that, which is sad because I like the white and that's the one with the higher levels.
You sure know your fishes.
Oh, you know, I'm a little obsessed. But when I say like I'm more uptight this time around, it's more about plastics and BPA and canned tomatoes and all that stuff that I try to avoid. My first pregnancy, I got my hair highlighted in my first trimester, my second trimester, probably right before. I actually think I was in the chair on my due date.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, and I haven't done it this time around. And it's not so much that I'm nervous about my hair getting highlighted. It's more about, I don't feel like it looks that bad. So,
well, that's good. Yeah, I'm just lazy and I just can't do the upkeep.
Yeah. But I think there's so many things. Like, I mean, so I've painted our office. I helped my husband paint our office. I helped my husband paint our baby room using the no VOC paint. So, I mean, that's risky behavior, probably for a lot of pregnant women, or not so much. I just choose to believe it's not, it has no VOCs. They're not releasing the fumes that have the chemicals. So, I mean, so I do risky things. Whatever, you know, we all just have are things we choose to do. So.
Exactly. And we've talked about that. Like some moms are focused on food and some are, you know, plastic versus glass or disposable versus non-disposable diapers.
Yeah.
And it's really funny how, what?
So choose your obsessive compulsive disorder.
Be smart about them.
Right.
All right.
We're just moving quite along in our pregnancies. I mean, I'm 31 weeks this week and you are
21.
Wow. Yeah. So, but we do give up a lot when we're pregnant. I mean, I just got back from a trip to Mexico and my husband enjoyed a really nice massage and he had, you know, alcohol every night or by the pool. And I didn't get the massage because I didn't feel like they may be as well versed in like prenatal massage and it wouldn't be as much of a massage as it would be like me laying on my side and them kind of rubbing my back. And I had a few drinks here and there of like his little margarita or, you know, one night I did have a glass of wine, but, otherwise, you know, I got to see him sort of doing things I would normally do on vacation.
Oh, well, I totally feel you there. When we were on vacation in Hawaii, well, I just found out I was pregnant, so I didn't do any of the drinking or that, but it was still nice and relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least we have the beach to keep us occupied. And somebody has to be the responsible one. You have a toddler there. It's not.
Are you kidding? Day drinking is one of my favorite things to do. With or without a toddler.
As long as
I'm not driving.
Yeah, yeah. Well, after we have these babies, we'll be sure to go out and have some cocktails.
That sounds good to me.
Well, the next post that we have on the blog is one that I wrote. I sat on this post for a while because I wanted to let my emotions settle in. And it is a touchy subject. And it came about to me because I grew up in the South and now I live in California, which is, you know, a blue state. And so I am seeing both sides of the spectrum, especially as soon as the election was called. There were, you know, lots of posts on either side that were completely opposite. And also, I'm not sure if you saw, Alex, of the riots that happened at Ole Miss.
I didn't.
No. Well, I guess there was a big riot that broke out at Ole Miss and with a lot of racial comments being shouted and rocks being thrown and police had to come and break it up. And it really broke my heart to see that racism has to be brought into the election. I feel like in this day and age, we should be in a place where the color of a person's skin isn't a topic of conversation. It's whether they can do a job or not. And it made me sad thinking of these young adults acting this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about, you know, why do they feel this way? Why do they have to bring that into the equation? And you know, I think about my daughter and the kids that she plays with, and she would never look at another child, at least that I can tell, and think, you know what, I'm not going to play with her because she looks a little different than me. Her skin's a little different. And it made me wonder, are these children learning this from their parents? And is this something that I think it is has improved drastically over generations, but it just really makes me sad that it's still there and there's so many other issues in this world that we could be focusing on and all this negative energy is just going towards this.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, kids are so impressionable and parents, I think it's a parent's job to, you know, you said it in your post, to, you know, kids should be able to make their own decisions as they grow older. They shouldn't, you know, their decision on who they're going to vote for shouldn't be made for them. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's sad but true. It, you know, part of the way you're brought up and the household you grow up into shapes who you are.
Right. And many of my friends, and more so in the South, I'm not saying my friends on the West Coast aren't Christians or religious or anything, but in the South, they seem to discuss it much more. And many of them wrote, you know, Bible verses and things on the wall after the president was nominated. And in my opinion, the Bible focuses a lot more on not passing judgment on others than it does on issues like homosexuality. And, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't focus, I don't think, at all, racism. You know, just the fact that you shouldn't judge your neighbor. And also, I quoted in my post about, you know, this Bible verse that I, or this song that I grew up with. And I don't know if you went to church or what religious background you are, but, you know, it talks about Jesus loves me. And it's one of the first songs you're taught as a child. And I mean, the song basically says, you know, doesn't matter what color you are, Jesus loves you just the same. And it just shocks me that as we get older, we just forget these just very simple, basic principles.
Right. Yeah, I didn't go to church. I'm Catholic, but I didn't, we went for Easter and Christmas, but we didn't practice a lot. But my mom was very, very good about instilling that, color doesn't matter. Everybody's different, and that's what makes everybody special. She was so good about it, talking about bringing it up from a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to do that with Reese. And I love that, living in a big city, that she's getting just parts of so many different cultures and so many different type of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm excited about that for Elle too. And shockingly enough, or not so shocking, I was grown up in a more conservative, let's put it that way, background, or it's more of a bubble. And I don't know how I turned out the way I am, but I still feel like everyone deserves to be treated equally.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my daughter to grow up feeling that way and not have to waste all that negative energy.
I agree. Let's just have lots more kids and raise them to have that attitude.
It's just a continuous cycle of hate.
Yeah.
Keeps people down,
Yeah.
Anyone who tries to reach out of their social class, supposedly social class, is not of the race that they would believe that should be there, they're going to treat poorly, which I find ridiculous. So anyways, I can go off on a whole tangent, but I do feel like it's a touchy subject, and I'm not trying to lecture.
Thank you so much for sharing this post, writing it and sharing it. I think it's an important point and an important topic that people just don't bring up.
Because there are arguments to be had, but
lots.
We all love our children, and, I know we're doing the best we can, but I just really wrote it so people might sit back and think, maybe I should just let them make their choices, like you had quoted. So, yeah, well, what's done is done. I'm excited to see what happens in the next 4 years.
Me too.
Did Reese get involved in the election at all? Or
I went to go vote. And I got her a little sticker. So she was napping she was at preschool when I went to go vote. So she didn't this year. I got her a sticker, and that was about the extent.
Yeah, yeah. I had a sticker too. I kept meaning to give it to Elle, but I forgot. Maybe the next time around they'll know more about it.
Exactly. Yeah, in 4 years.
It'll be here before we know it, because it just seems like it was 4 years ago.
It does.
Yesterday. Well, that about wraps up our show today. Unless, Alex, do you have a little victory to share?
I actually don't. I feel like it's just the time's going by so fast.
No. It is. And there's so many little milestones. I have this book that I try to write things down in every night of Elle, things maybe she did differently. And one day sort of seems to blend into the other, and I kind of forget or not recognize something new that she did that day.
Yeah. But maybe, the only thing is we're trying to talk to her about the new baby coming. Uh-huh. And I noticed I was saying mommy's baby, and I thought, that's not really nice. This is everybody's baby. So I started saying, this is Reese's baby brother, to give her some ownership. Mm-hmm. And she's really taken on to that. She says, my baby brother, and, Josh will ask her, oh, where's your baby brother? And she said, sleeping in mommy, growing in mommy. It's very cute. And she felt the baby kick yesterday for the first time. You should have seen her face. Her eyes got really big, and she just couldn't grasp what was happening. And then she said, I want to see my baby brother. It was really cute.
That's so sweet.
We're trying to do little things so she's not in shock when the baby comes.
Yeah, I think Elle's still in denial or things. She points to her belly and says, baby. We never really said mommy's baby or anyone's baby. We just say the baby. And I've tried to put her hands on my belly, but her attention span isn't long enough to keep it there. And I don't know if she knows what the term brother means. I try to relate it to things around us. She loves the show Max and Ruby, and, you're going to have a little brother like Ruby does, like Max. Have you struggled with that at all? Does she just know what brother means?
Well, she does, but that's because we have a playgroup and there are lots of moms who have had their second already. So she's able to see babies, and, we have a really good friend who we see often, and he has a little sister. So she gets that's Clarkie's little sister. Mm-hmm. And then she's excited. She wants a little sister too, or a little baby to play with too. So she thinks it's cool. And at preschool, there are lots of kids who have little brothers and sisters. So I think she gets it.
That's a good point. We don't really have any friends yet, other than Natalie Gafori, who we don't get to see that often, that have little babies.
Yeah, even if you're at the park, just point out like, oh, look at there, maybe two kids. And if there's a younger and an older, you can point out that, oh, look at that little boy has a little sister, or that little girl has a little brother. Or whatever it is.
I'll try to do that next time. Well, I guess I could share one little thing that we're working on too, is that only in the past maybe month or so, Alice started saying like, I love you, Mommy.
Aww.
Which is really sweet to me. I love it because, I don't know, maybe we just weren't focusing on it enough, or her saying it enough. I mean, of course, I know she loves me, but it's just so sweet to hear. And every night before bed, I started thinking, like, I want her to feel good when she goes to sleep, or feel good about herself. So I start always saying, Mommy loves you and Daddy loves you. And then she'll say, like, Grandma loves me. So we go through this whole list, and it's just so sweet hearing, like, even family members who aren't even nearby. Like, I'll say, like, Curtis loves you, and she says, and Missy loved me, which is my sister. And I even say, Reese loves you, and she says, Alex loves me.
I do love her.
So it's turned into a really fun ritual, and it also has had its perk of her telling me that she loves me.
Yay!
So you can't get much better than that.
No.
Yeah. Well, if you have any thoughts to share on pregnancy and any indulgences you may have taken, or, you know, thoughts on the election and racism, or any little victories, we'd love to hear from you. We'd be happy to share them on the blog. You can reach us at mb@mommybeta.com. You can listen, read our post at mommybeta.com, or check us out on Facebook. And we hope to have you back here next week.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.